Hi, this is Dr. Michael Pincus. Thank you for joining me for our next edition of Health Trends. Today we're going to be talking about pressure point therapy for various arthritic type conditions. Now, before we get into our topic, I want to introduce myself for those of you who don't know me and haven't heard my show. My name is Dr. Michael Pincus. I'm a chiropractor. I've been practicing alternative healthcare, alternative medicine, for almost the last 25 years. I'm the developer of the pressure point therapy technique, and I'm a chiropractor who treats many of the top celebrities in the world, including John Travolta, Kelly Preston, Barbara Streisand, Laura Dern, Jeff Goldblum, Eddie Murphy, Michael Keaton. The list goes on and on and on. I just got off touring with the English rock and roll band, the Moody Blues, working as the pressure point therapist for the band, just to keep people tuned up and going. And I'm also a doctor for the U.S. Olympic team. So those are my credentials, and today I'm here to tell you about an alternative healthcare technique that you yourself can try to help you with the condition or the conditions of arthritis. Now, the first condition I want to talk about is a form of arthritis that's becoming very, very common across not just the United States, but across the world. It's a condition that many of you have either been diagnosed with or have heard about. It's a form of arthritis that is called fibromyalgia. Now, let me break down this word for those of you who haven't studied Latin. Fibromyalgia. Fibro refers to the fibers in the muscles. Myo refers to the muscle itself, and algia means pain. So if you break it into English, it means tight muscles anywhere or everywhere in your body. Now, how many of you have that condition? You'll find that it's very, very common where you might wake up one day and you say, oh boy, my shoulder really hurts, and then the pain kind of goes away later in the day, but it comes back in your low back, or it's in your knee, or it's in your neck. And this is kind of a traveling condition where sometimes you're tight all over your body and you're aching your shoulders, you ache in your low back, your feet swell up, your hands are sore. Sometimes it can be in one area or many areas, but this fibromyalgia is a condition that's being diagnosed all over the place, and medically there's no real quote-unquote cure for it. There's a lot of people being put on drugs, on medications, on stress management. But I want to tell you today in my show, Health Trends, how we can get to the root of the problem and actually treat it. So to understand how this fibromyalgia, the stress in the body builds up, let's talk about pressure point therapy. Pressure points are areas of stress in the body. Now, when we look at the body, we say, okay, this body has many systems in it. What do we mean by systems? Well, we're talking about you have your cardiovascular system, you've got your digestive system, you've got your lymphatic system, but there's one system that controls all the systems in the body, and this is called the nervous system. Now, what happens is that the nerves go through every square inch of your body, and if you're under stress or you've been in an accident or have had some sort of illness or trauma, what happens is the body actually holds the stress along the nerves, and this can tighten muscles up anywhere or everywhere in the body. And this is exactly what we're talking about with this first form of arthritis called fibromyalgia. So let's see if we can, first of all, find some of the pressure points in your body, and then I'll show you how to treat them. Okay, now what I'd like you to do is this. Let's say you're real tight in the shoulders, and many, many people are. In fact, this is one of the main areas of stress in the body. Take your right hand and put it across your chest so it's resting on the opposite shoulder. Now, if you take your fingers and press right down on the top of your shoulder, right in the corner of your neck, where your neck and your shoulder meet, there's an angle right there. Press down on that spot right now, and you'll feel a tender spot. Okay, now take and hold that spot with your fingers so you can feel the tenderness for 10 to 15 seconds. Now, for many of you, this is going to be a very, very sore spot because you have stress that's built up that's just too much in your body. Now take and hold the spot for 10 to 15 seconds, and what you should be feeling is that the spot or the pressure point itself is actually starting to release and it starts to relax. Do you feel that go away right now? What we're doing here is we're taking and removing the stress from this pressure point. Now just for the shoulders and the neck, just to let you know, there's probably 18 different points that we treat as pressure point therapists for these areas. And so there's a lot of different points that you can hold stress. Sometimes you'll have 18 out of 18 that are aggravated or triggered. But many times you'll have one or two, and just holding these points, I was doing this as I was talking, and my shoulder actually feels better. It's a very simple technique, but it's very powerful. I was invited to participate with the U.S. Olympic team just for this reason, that they had access to all of modern medicine. However, the Olympic athletes cannot take any medications. They can't have any drugs in their body. So they were looking for alternatives that would work. And sure enough, the people that I work with in the Olympics and the people that I have worked with actually took silver, gold, and bronze medals home for our country because this technique really does work. So let's talk about some other conditions for this fibromyalgia. Where else do you feel it? Well, a lot of people feel it in their lower back. How many of you have low back problems? I know something on the order of 80 million Americans, one out of three people have low back problems. Now, it's real easy to go to your doctors and have them say, you've got this diagnosis, this fibromyalgia, you've got arthritis in your back, or whatever they might say, and they kind of leave you with almost what appears to be like a death sentence, saying you have to live with it. How many times have you been to a doctor saying, well, we can try this or that, but pretty much there's nothing that you can do for it? If you're one of these people that have had this sentence put upon you, I want you to listen very carefully, because this technique does work, and it is something that will help you. So let's say you're having low back pain. Where would you treat the pressure points for this? Well, the first place you would consider is to take your hand and rub your low back and try to treat the pressure points on either side of the back. And there are pressure points in the low back, but believe it or not, one of the main pressure points for low back pain, for arthritic pain in your low back, or even a disc problem, is located below your knee. You have heard me correctly, it is below your knee. What I'd like you to do is to take your thumb and put it behind your knee towards the outside of your leg. And slide it down, once it's behind your leg, slide it down about 2 inches so you're in the back of the calf muscle but towards the outside of the calf. If you take your thumb and press into that area, you will find a tender pressure point that relates to your low back. Now, many of you have been to massage therapists, you've been to physical therapists, you may have had some adjustments at a chiropractor's office, and your back is continually going out of place or is continually sore. The reason for it is that many doctors and many physical therapists who are now being trained with me are now finding out that the pressure points to treat the low back are not just in the low back, but they go through the hips and down all the way to your foot. Now, if you're one of these people who have been diagnosed with fibromyalgia, arthritis, or you're suffering from some kind of chronic ache or pain or condition, I want to let you know that you're in luck because I just got off the road from training many, many doctors all over the country, and we have a doctor right here that I want you to take advantage of this offer. His name is Dr. Brian Anthony, and he practices right here in the heart of Santa Cruz County. And I want you to get a pen and paper ready because I'm going to give you a phone number that you can call to take advantage of a special offer. If you are one of the first 50 callers, you will receive a complete pressure point therapy treatment at no charge. Now, this is normally a $50 value. I'm going to give you a number now that I want you to write down and call. Here is his number, 831-479-0255. That's 831-479-0255 for Dr. Brian Anthony. Now, what you'll be receiving is a pressure point therapy treatment for whatever condition you are experiencing. What you'll do is make an appointment, arrive for the visit, have the treatment, and see if this is something that's going to help you. Many times you'll have results almost instantaneously. You'll notice a difference. Now, there's no obligation for this treatment, and there's no charge to you at all. It's normally a $50 treatment. So call 831-479-0255 for Dr. Brian Anthony, and be one of the first 50 callers, and you can take advantage of this great offer. Thank you for joining me. Today we're talking about pressure point therapy and how this technique relates to arthritis, fibromyalgia, and other types of aches and pains in your body. How many of you have experienced knee pain? Okay, now this is a real hot topic because the knee is one of the most common areas for surgery in the whole body. Now, pressure point therapy is something that can help many, many knee problems. When I was treating one of the athletes on our U.S. Olympic team, he came up to me right before, about 6 weeks actually, before the Olympics, and he says, "Doc, I got good news and bad news. The good news is I made it to the Olympics and I'm going to be qualifying for our team and I'm going to be performing for our team and competing. But the bad news is I've had 7 or 8 knee surgeries and I can't bend my left knee right now." And I took a look at this knee and it was carved up so much it looked like a turkey for Thanksgiving dinner. And so I said, "Well, this is something that pressure point therapy could help. I can't make many promises because you've had so many surgeries already. I don't know what's left in the knee itself. But I got on some of the pressure points that I'm about to show you, and I held these pressure points for about 10 to 15 seconds each. And I went through the treatment pattern, and I said, "Okay, you can stand up now. Let's try bending that knee." And he did a knee bend, a squat, and he could go all the way down to the floor and up again. And he couldn't believe it. He thought I was some sort of miracle worker. Now, I had another lady who came to my office who was about 68 years old. Her knee was so swollen, you can actually see the swelling in her knee with the arthritis. You could see it right through her pant leg. And she could hardly walk. We had to help her in and out of the clinic and onto the table and so forth. And she said to me, "Well, Dr. Pincus, I've been to the top arthritic specialist here in the cities, and he told me I would never be able to walk well, that I'm going to have to live with it. And I'm in so much pain. I came to you just trying to figure out if there's something that you can do to help me." And her knee, again, was just swollen like can be, and she had arthritis in it. And so I started treating these pressure points, and I did a treatment for about, oh, I'd say 10 minutes. It wasn't very long, but I treated all the pressure points, and some were quite tender. And I had this lady get up, and I said, "Now what we're going to do is we're going to go walk down the hallway and see if this is better." And so she started walking, and she couldn't believe it, but she was walking without a limp. Then I said, "Now we're going to try going up and down the stairs." And she says, "No, absolutely no stairs. I can't walk stairs at all." I said, "Let's just try it." So I took her arm, and here's this 68-year-old woman on my arm walking up and down the stairs. And she got so excited that she could walk stairs, she took my arm, put it aside, and she started going up and down just for the fun of it. She could not believe it. Now, what are we talking about here? We're talking about pressure points that are areas of stress in the muscles. They're like circuit breakers. And if you have these circuit breakers blown, I don't care if you have arthritis or not, you still need to have these pressure point treatments. Now, one of the pressure points we treat for the knee is just above the knee. We never treat the arthritis itself, so you don't have to worry that we're going to press on these swollen joints because the pressure points are always away from the joints. It's just like your circuit breaker might be in the basement somewhere and it turns the power going on to the kitchen. It's the same type of concept that the pressure points are away from the arthritis. So let's try one. Take your hand, put it over your knee, so your thumb is towards the inside of your knee and the little fingers on the outside of the knee. If you take your thumb just above your knee in that fleshy part of your leg, right above your knee, and press in, you'll find a tender spot. Many times when you push on it, it radiates right into the area of your knee where you're having the pain. What I'd like you to do is hold that spot for 10 to 15 seconds, put in enough pressure over this pressure point, holding it so you can feel the tenderness until the tenderness goes away. Usually takes 10 to 15 seconds. Now take your hand away and bend your knee very slowly, and you will see that your motion has improved, the pain is less, and sometimes you actually feel like one point will do it. Now I want to warn you that there's many other pressure points in this area, and I don't have time on my show today to go through all the points. But I have trained a doctor right here in your area, and it's one of our best doctors to help you. So who do you call? His name is Dr. Brian Anthony, and he practices right here in the heart of Santa Cruz County. I will repeat the phone number if you missed it earlier in today's show. 831-479-0255. That's 831-479-0255 for Dr. Brian Anthony. If you are one of the first 50 callers, you will receive a complete pressure point therapy treatment at no charge. And this is normally a $50 value. So call 831-479-0255. 0255 if you or a family member are suffering from headaches, back pains, carpal tunnel syndrome, low energy. There's even pressure points for PMS. It's really important that you call and get checked out. What we are offering is a complete pressure point therapy treatment, a $50 value at no charge. Now, when I've had a treatment like this, I cannot tell you how much relief I get. Almost instantly, if I'm having a headache, a low back problem, sometimes my wrists start to hurt because we use our hands a lot as chiropractors. I want you to take advantage of this offer. That's 831-479-0255 for Dr. Brian Anthony. He practices right here in the heart of Santa Cruz County. You're listening to Dr. Michael Pincus and our show Health Trends, and today we're talking about fibromyalgia, we're talking about arthritis, and chronic pain in the body. You know, many people have called in and actually arrived for the pressure point therapy treatment that we've been talking about, and we've had success stories that you would not believe. We had one woman that came to the clinic who had terrible headaches for 9 years, and she said the worst part of it is that she wasn't able to get a good night's sleep for many, many years. Not just days or nights or weeks, but years. And the doctor did one pressure point therapy for her headache and neck pain. And she came in the next day and she looked 10 years younger. And she was almost crying with joy when she said that she got her first good night's sleep in many, many years. Now, for those of us who do sleep well, you know, that doesn't seem like a big deal. But can you imagine day after day being so uncomfortable you're just tossing and turning every night? So if you're someone who's experiencing chronic pain, you'll definitely want to take advantage of our offer. Now, fibromyalgia, as we spoke about earlier in the show, is a condition that's being diagnosed almost as much as a common cold these days. It's a condition that includes pain and tightness anywhere or everywhere in the body. People can wake up with it in their knees and their back. It can go to your shoulder, your hand, your head. One of the worst cases of fibromyalgia I've ever treated was a woman who was so bad, so much in pain, I'll tell you, any type of sound bothered her, light bothered her. She was basically so bad off, the only thing the medical profession could do is put her on morphine because she hurt to move. It hurt her. You shut a door and it would hurt her body. So they called me in on this case, and I started doing the pressure points on her. Now, there's some pressure points that are located on the back that are kind of like the master circuit breakers. They're located 1 inch to either side of the spine. Now, it's hard for you to reach this yourself, but if you can imagine finding the center part of the spine and then moving your finger or hand 1 inch to either side of that, going all the way down your back, there's a whole alley or pathway of pressure points. I started treating these pressure points, each one of them, holding them 10 to 15 seconds, just one at a time. And this woman was in such pain, it was almost difficult for me as a doctor to stay with her and say, just breathe through it. And she did get through it, and she felt so much better. The color came back in her face. Her eyes got bright. She started to smile a little bit. And, you know, for someone who's that severe, it was really quite a blessing for her. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about a condition that is called fibromyalgia. It's called arthritic type pain that people are having at any age. It's not just someone who's in a nursing home or very elderly. This can be if you're a senior citizen, if you're in your 20s or 30s or 40s. This is for almost anyone. And we're talking about the fact that you can have so much stress or tension that overloads in your body that these pressure points kind of blow like a blown fuse in protection of the major areas of your body. So this is kind of a protective mechanism, but just like when your fuses blow at your house or in your apartment, you have to reset them. That's what we're doing with pressure point therapy. Now, I've been saying in the show that you're very fortunate because I have trained many, many chiropractors across the country in the pressure point therapy technique. I will be in a room with 300 doctors, and we spend 2 days just going through all of these pressure points. One of the doctors that I have trained, we've been talking about this doctor through the whole show, is located in your area. So those of you who are having problems, whether it's carpal tunnel syndrome, neck pain, headaches, low back pain, arthritic pain, you are in luck because we've got one of the best doctors in your area. His name is Dr. Brian Anthony, and he practices right here in the heart of Santa Cruz County. Now, I want you to get a pen and paper ready, because I'm going to give you a phone number that you can call to take advantage of a special offer. If you or a family member are in pain, and you're one of the first 50 callers, you will receive a complete pressure point therapy treatment at no charge. Now, this is a $50 value that we're giving away as part of our community outreach program. Now, write this number down. Here's the number, 831-479-0255. Take advantage of this offer today. If it isn't for you, then make an appointment for a loved one or someone you care about. That's 831-479-0255 for Dr. Brian Anthony. He practices right here in the heart of Santa Cruz County. Okay, well, let's talk about neck pain, because I know a number of you are suffering from neck pain, and this can be due to arthritis, this can be due to fibromyalgia, or even some sort of car accident or fall. And this is a bad condition because the nerves that go from the neck continue up into the head, so you can have headaches. These nerves go down into your shoulders, so you can have upper back pain or shoulder pain, or even carpal tunnel pain. This is all caused by pressure points that are located in your neck. So let's try this. Let's say you're having a lot of neck stiffness. What we want to do is this. Take your right hand with your index finger and put it at the top of your neck, just below the bump on the back of your head. So you're at the very top of your neck. Now, if you press in there below the bump on the right side of your head, about an inch to the side of your spine, and press in that area, kind of feel around until you find a tender spot, you will find for sure a pressure point. Now, if it isn't on the right side of your body, try it on the left side. But if you're having neck pain, it's probably on both. Now, when you find one pressure point, we only want to treat one at a time, take and hold that spot for 10 to 15 seconds. And you'll feel initially the tenderness being very, very sore. And as you hold it, the tenderness starts to go away. What we're doing here is we're taking the pressure and the tenderness that's in your neck, and we're telling it to go away. We're actually manually making it go away. And there's points that go all the way down your neck, sometimes to the level between your shoulder blades. Now, this is why it's really handy to come in for a pressure point therapy treatment, because many of these points you can't actually treat yourself. And we will find pressure points sometimes tucked underneath your shoulder blade that just burn and burn and burn. Now, it's better to take and have a burning point for 10 to 15 seconds than to live with it for the next 10 years. You understand? Some people get so sore between their shoulders and their neck that even if you're in the car and you're going to back up, you have to turn your whole body around to look behind you rather than just simply turning your neck. Your neck should be able to turn, by the way, from shoulder to shoulder. It should be able to turn so your chin is completely even or just shy of being even with the edge of your shoulder. Now, many of you, if you try this, just turning your head left to right, you'll find that your motion in your neck is really restricted. Many times, it's not having to do, again, with the pressure points in the neck, but it has to do with the pressure points that are between your shoulder blades. Sometimes, when a person has low back pain that's really bad, it starts affecting them as high as their neck. So you might be one of these people that have low back pain, and you also have neck pain. And when we treat the pressure points in the low back and in the mid back, your neck actually starts to improve. Now, go figure. Some people say, well, how come those pressure points are there, Dr. Pincus? And I always respond, well, I didn't put the pressure points there. I just treat them. So these are areas that can build up, and these pressure points can build up anywhere in the body. What about people who are having arthritic pains in their hands? Now, if you're one of these people, it's very difficult because your hands are swollen. Whether you have osteoarthritis or rheumatoid arthritis or many other different types that they're diagnosing now as they're getting more sophisticated in their diagnostic techniques. Where your hands are swollen, what are we going to do with those hands? Well, there are pressure points we can treat that will help your hands that, again, are not located in the hands. So people are always looking, well, what can I do for my sore fingers? They're always rubbing lotions and all kinds of things on their hands. The pressure points are located near the elbow. That's right. They're all the way up towards the elbow. So let's say you're having a real sore hand. Let's say it's your left hand. take your hand and turn it towards your face so you're looking at the back of your hand. Now take your index finger on your good hand and put it on the crease of the elbow of the hand you're looking at. Okay, so you're putting it on your left elbow, let's say if it's your left hand. Slide it down towards your fingers about 2 inches or so below your elbow so your finger is resting on the fleshy part of your forehand. Now this is a point that's also really good for carpal tunnel syndrome. This is good if you're having tennis elbow, and it's great for arthritis in the hands. I'm giving you a point here that will help you. So 2 inches below your elbow, press around and feel around that area. You will find a pressure point that is very tender that's relating to your hand pain. Now hold that spot for 10 to 15 seconds until the tenderness goes away. And what we're doing here is we're instructing that muscle, which is wrapping around a nerve, which is stopping the nerve flow from getting in your hand, to relax so we can open up the nerve flow. Now, we have taken people that have had gnarly knuckles, you know, when the arthritis starts to spread and their hands get all lumpy because of the lack of energy going through it, and we start treating these pressure points, and people are starting then, again, to be able to bend their hands, pick up things, garden, do the things you like to do, play the piano, whatever it is. Now, if you pressure point therapy, if you don't play the piano, it won't make you a great musician. Believe me, it's not like so far out there where it's something that's like a panacea, because this is not a cure-all. But I'm telling you, if you are someone that is suffering from hand pain, from wrist pain, from arm pain, we've got pressure points that will help you. And we're almost running out of time in our show today, so I want to tell you one more time to take advantage of the offer we're about to give you with a doctor that I trained in your area. I mentioned the phone number earlier, and here it is again. 831-479-0255. If you are one of the first 50 callers, you will receive a complete pressure point therapy treatment at no charge. And this is normally a $50 value. If you or a family member are suffering from headaches, back pains, carpal tunnel syndrome, low energy, there's even pressure points for PMS, it's really important that you call and get checked out. What we're offering is a chance for you to get a complete pressure point therapy treatment. So call 831-479-0255. That's 831-479-0255 for Dr. Brian Anthony. And he practices right here in the heart of Santa Cruz County. Well, thank you for joining me. This is Dr. Michael Pincus. You have been listening to Health Trends. I hope you have found this show informative, useful, practical, and now you can do something about your health for yourself and your family. Thank you very much. Health Trends is produced by Pressure Point Therapy. It is not intended to replace medical advice. If you are having any physical problems, please consult with your physician or chiropractor.